Couple of weeks ago, we ended the season of Easter and entered back into what the church calls ordinary time. As we hear about Jesus' public ministry, and as he teaches, as he witnesses the faith to his disciples, and to all those who are following him. The first 2 weeks, of course, after we entered back into this ordinary time, last week we celebrated the Holy Trinity, so our God, three in one, one in three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And today, this beautiful feast of the holy body and blood of Christ. As we recognize that God fed us, the Father fed us with nothing less than the flesh of his Son, Jesus Christ. God who took upon our human flesh, he feeds us with this sacrificial food. As Jesus becomes the new sacrifice, the sacrificial lamb that was sacrificed, as a reminder in the Old Testament, as the lamb was slaughtered, the blood was taken and spread over the doorposts of the Israelites in Egypt. The angel of death passed over them, and they were saved. They were redeemed. God brought them out of slavery, and they entered into a journey. And as we heard in that first reading, on that journey, God fed them with water, or fed them with manna, just food from heaven, and he brought them water. Water to drink, food to eat for this journey. So for us, maybe this image to start with, God our Father, who wants to save his children. I spoke at the beginning of Mass that maybe two words that we can use today that we're looking into, one is salvation and the other is unity. So a Father who wants to save his children, wants to bring them out of their slavery to sin, who wants to set them free, who wants to redeem them, who wants to buy them back out of slavery. I got a Father who decides to do this by sending his Son Jesus Christ, again, who takes upon our human flesh, and to offer his Son as a sacrifice. Each Sunday we celebrate Mass is as if it is Easter. And we are reminded, we hear words of memory and memory of, reminded of this sacrifice that Jesus made once for all of us. And we come again to partake of this food. Simple bread and wine. So the third person of the Trinity in the Mass and during the Epiclesis, the priest lays his hands over the bread and wine and he calls down the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, into simple bread and wine that becomes God, becomes Jesus Christ himself. Still looks like bread, still looks like wine, tastes like wine, but the substance has changed. It becomes, again, Jesus Christ, body and blood. And he feeds us for this journey. Maybe even two, just as we hear in that first reading, maybe a food that was unknown to our ancestors. A food that is given to us to receive. A food for a journey. Maybe not to a particular place on this world, like the promised land that the Israelites were going to Jerusalem, but to heaven, the heavenly Jerusalem. So this food that is not of this world, this food that is given to us to eat that sets us apart from everyone else. And so hopefully we are reminded that our God has saved us and to remind us of our salvation. That God too in this salvation helps us to remember that we are on a journey back to him. Sure, we live in this world. Sure, you study. Sure, you have jobs. Sure, you have families. Sure, you have many responsibilities. But outside of that, our spiritual journey, our spiritual life is to be with God in heaven, which is through our relationship with him. And it's intimate connection as we receive him in the Eucharist. So, just for you, my encouragement of the invitation of just, when you come to Mass, of coming to recognize how you have been saved, how you have been redeemed, to prepare your hearts to, in an intimate way, encounter our God, who feeds us with nothing less than his very self. And so may there be a joy that builds in your own heart, that that you have been set free, that you have been saved, and that God feeds you with this food. He will not let you starve. And that there is a desire for us to become intimately connected. Yesterday we celebrated two weddings here at St. Mary's, which is usually pretty normal during the summer. Two couples, two become one. I believe one of the couples is actually here with us today. And two become one flesh, right? We hear in the scriptures and the readings this sense that two become one. They are no longer two, but one flesh. This image, too, as we come to receive the Eucharist, we become one with God. No longer is two, but we become of one flesh, a one substance with our God. This kind of rolls into the second word that I'd just like to speak a couple of minutes about, unity. So God desires to unify. God desires to bring together all people, right? This is all throughout the scriptures as God calls his chosen people. But it wasn't just, he didn't just call the Israelites for themselves, but he called them so they would be a light, right? That they would be a beacon, that they would be a message for the rest of the world to also come to know God. And even too for us as Catholics, who are one of the few Christian faiths that still hold on to the sacrament of theology, that we, again, through our baptism, through the sacraments, we become Christ. It's not just a symbol, but we truly become Christ. We no longer are alive in the flesh, but we are alive in the Spirit who lives within us. God desires to unify us, again, to bring us together. It took me a while. Definitely my mom, as I'm pretty sure all of your parents, provided for you as well throughout your growth in life, maybe until you were at 18, maybe some of you still are at home, maybe have come back home, come to get mom's cooking, right? I usually go home on my day off and see my parents. Usually mom cooks, sometimes I cook, sometimes my dad cooks. But there was a sense to come and to eat. But it took me a while to realize that there's even a beautiful unity that even takes place as well when we sit down at table. It was the only time of the day in the evening that my mom and dad and two sisters and I sat down. And it was for 20 or 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes. And we maybe discussed and talked as we were preparing dinner. Sometimes we definitely talked and discussed as we sat at the dinner table. And even too, usually it was one of my sisters and myself that went to continue the conversation as we washed the dishes. But this unifying event that takes place at a meal, as we come together, as you have all come together here today, maybe individually from different places, different spots that you parked, that you walked, that you rode your bike, that you came here. But we are unified in our one belief of God, who again has saved us, desiring to bring us together, and desiring for us to be at home with him in heaven. So do we recognize this unity that takes place amongst us? Many of you, I recognize many of you as the 5:30 crowd. Some of you go to different masses throughout the days, but we are one family that comes together. Do we see each other as brothers and sisters? Or as we heard that second reading, do we see ourselves as one, part of the body of Christ? And recognizing, too, that God desires for all people in the world to come and to eat, to come and to know Jesus Christ, to enter into his life, to be saved, and to be unified as one. So as much as sometimes we struggle, even as Catholics, to understanding the mystery of this miracle, of this food that God gives to us to eat of his very self, sometimes as we grapple at words to be able to explain or share this with others, it's sad to say, it's interesting, that maybe our truth about the Eucharist, our truth about us becoming another Christ, the rest of the world is skeptical of. The rest of the world really doesn't necessarily understand. Sometimes even I'm amazed how many people don't even think the Catholic Church is actually a Christian church, which always amazes me because we're the first church, right? The true church. And so for us not to be afraid that even though others might be skeptical or not understand, that we may be able to understand this mystery of our faith, the sacramental theology, and be able to speak and to share and to invite others to also want to come and to be set free, to be saved, to be redeemed, to also come and partake of the one body and the one blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. As God desires to unify all of his children, to be back with him as one in heaven. So throughout this week, may you continue to reflect upon and muse upon this beautiful truth of our faith, how our God continues to give us food for the journey back to him. And it's nothing less than him, his very self. And may you too recognize that today you become one with him. And we can't tell where you begin and God ends, or where God begins and you end, but we are all one, right? And we become one in this Eucharistic feast. So may we continue to pray, just as Jesus does, that one day we may be all one with him in heaven.
Thank you for listening to Aggie Catholic Homilies. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out our sister podcast, Aggie Catholic Talks, to hear talks from Magnify, Catholicism 101, and more. Thanks, God bless, and gig 'em.